This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is defending phone calls to his Chinese counterpart during the waning days of the Trump administration. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
An upcoming book by The Washington Post's Bob Woodward and Robert Costa describes Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley as worried about what Trump might do before leaving office and telling China's top officer he would warn Beijing in case of a U.S. attack. Milley's spokesman says the general was acting within his duties as the president's top uniformed advisor. Trump says Milley should be tried for treason if the report's true. At the White House, President Biden was asked if the Joint Chiefs chair did the right thing.
General Milley.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles told Congress Wednesday that enough is enough in emotional testimony, along with other young gymnasts, about her sexual abuse at the hands of USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Biles said the fault lies with the FBI and others.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
In his testimony, FBI Director Christopher Wray apologized to the athletes.
I'm sorry that so many different people let you down over and over again.
The hearing came after a July report by the Justice Department's Inspector General found the FBI did not adequately investigate the abuse charges against Nassar. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on